Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloane Spencer with you on the morning dive. And I am joined by phone from one of our absolute favorite guests. Good morning.
Good morning, Sloane. It's good to hear from you this morning. This is Emily Stahl, Community and Media Relations Coordinator with Richland Library.
Well, thank you for being with us. Now, I have been an online participant in a bunch of library events over the last few weeks, and y'all have even more coming our way.
Yes, we do. And Sloane, it's been so wonderful because over the course of the pandemic, we've actually seen our program attendance increase by more than 20%. So people are tuning in, whether that is online or over the phone, because all of our Zoom programs also have a number that you can dial in if you don't have access to internet. But, you know, we had Jenny Lawson, we have Michael Twitty, and coming up, we're really excited for a program that focuses on photojournalism in 2020. And this is something that our arts librarian is presenting with our artist in residence, Crush Rush.
Well, this will be cool. Crush Rush has been a guest on this program before, and any of you who are here from the Midlands are very familiar with his photography. And this panel discussion is going to feature some other well-known and respected photojournalists from our area.
Yes, we have Sean Rayford, and we have Lauren Patrica, and Grace Beam. During the panel discussion, they're going to be talking about what life is like as a photojournalist in the age of COVID-19, during racial and political unrest, and also just as an evolved over time. So you're going to hear firsthand accounts from them. This program is going to be taking place Thursday, November 19th, means 7 and 8:30. We do ask that people register online at richlandlibrary.com, or you can give us a call, 803-799-9084.
That's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that one because I have followed their work for many years, but especially since the pandemic has really made local photojournalism an important part of what we're understanding of what's happening here across the Midlands. And I will say, having been a participant in several of these Zoom panel discussions, if you can't do the online version, the telephone version works really well as also.
Yes, we are excited to be able to have that option again for folks who may not have access to internet, or in the age when we know when, you know, sometimes internet is not always reliable. You can certainly dial in. We do have that phone number and we're happy to relay that to you, even if you did register online. But yes, the option over the phone or online. And like I said, we're just excited to be able to offer these programs, you know, over the course of the pandemic and safely for our community.
Absolutely. So when we come back, I want to talk more with Emily Stahl of the Richland Library about some other celebratory things that you all have had happening recently as well. Stick around. There's lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Well, hey, y'all. Sloane Spencer with you on the morning dive at 94.9 The Palm. We're talking with our friend Emily Stahl from the Richland Library. And you all had a really exciting event happen recently with some of your library customers.
It's such a bit of good news, Sloane, and I feel like we all need a bit of good news now. And so, you know, 2020 has had its challenges over the course of the year, but we had 14 local students who, despite the state shutdown, despite the pandemic, they worked through and earned their high school diploma. We had 14 students between the ages of their early 20s to their early 70s. At the beginning of November, we held a socially distanced career online high school graduation. It took place outside our southeast location in our courtyard area, and we were able to celebrate and recognize each individual's hard work. And we did that through staggered invitations and celebrations over the course of the day.
That is such a big deal. So I don't know that I've actually shared this with my listeners before, but that I taught in adult ed for 3 years here in South Carolina, working with adults who were wanting to complete their high school diplomas. And it is incredibly difficult for people to do when you're balancing a regular adult life and wrapping up this important element of your achievements as well.
Oh, yes. And the great thing is in addition to receiving the high school diploma, these 14 students also earned a career certificate through the program that we offer. There's 10 high growth, high demand career fields. So that can be anything ranging from childcare and education to office management, food and hospitality. So not only are they earning their high school diploma, but also preparing them for future higher education opportunities or even the career field as well.
That's fantastic. So if people are interested in perhaps becoming students in this program, how do they do that?
Yes. So you can either give us a call at 803-799-9084, or you can go to our website, richlandlibrary.com. Right now we have 46 students who are currently enrolled in the Career Online High School program. And there are a couple steps that you have to go through to get enrolled in the program, including a self-assessment and a prerequisite course. But we're happy to walk you through all those different steps. But really trying to bridge that gap and be able to provide an opportunity for our community and students to earn their high school diplomas.
So if a student wants to participate in the Career Online High School through the Richland Library, but they don't have access to any of their former educational records, can they still be part of this program?
Yes. So they can still be part of this program, and we can also help get through some of those records to see if there are any credits that we can add. So we can certainly go through that process as we go through the self-assessment and prerequisite course and see, just how much students have to complete.
Well, that is an enormous asset to helping people achieve their ultimate goals of earning that career certificate and their Career Online High School diploma. That's a big deal. So thank you to Richland Library for offering that service to the community. And if you are interested, you can, of course, reach out to the Richland Library to find out more. Meanwhile, we're going to stay true to the music on 94.9. The Palm. Well, good morning, y'all. 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive. We're talking on the phone with our friend Emily Stahl from the Richland Library. And every year there's this thing that the Richland Library does that I talk about and I'm so excited about and I participate in, and it's going to happen again this year. And you're going to laugh when you hear how excited I am about it. What's going on with the Richland Library and the community?
Yes, Sloan. So Richland Library is once again partnering with Walgreens, and we're going to be hosting free flu shot clinics at several of our library locations, and that's going to take place over the course of November. There's four opportunities. The flu shot clinics, they're going to be taking place from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The first one happens today, November 13th, at our Eastover location, and then we have three upcoming flu shot clinics, one November 15th at our Southeast location, one November 20th at our St. Andrews location, and one November 29th at our main location. Schedules available online at richlandlibrary.com or by giving us a call at 803-799-9084.
All right. So y'all know how excited I am about flu shots and that this is so important that you get every year, but especially while we're still dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, it is incredibly important that you get those flu shots. So today, 10 to 12 at the Eastover location. Sunday, the Southeast location is the one I call Garner's Ferry. So for those of y'all who hear me talk about the library, that's what the colloquial phrase would be for it. And then two more opportunities coming up this month as well. And that whole schedule is available to you at richlandlibrary.com. So we'll be back talking more with them about all the cool stuff happening at the library, both real life events and all the amazing online programming as well. Stick around, y'all. It's 94.9 The Palm. Well, hey there, y'all. It's Sloan Spencer on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We've been talking this morning with our friend Emily Stahl from the Richland Library, and they always have a lot going on, even through this weird experience that we all have. So remind us again what is happening that we want to be sure to be part of for the next couple weeks.
Yes. So we have two great programs coming up, Sloan. One of them is our annual flu shot clinics that we're being able to offer in partnership with Walgreens. Don't need to register. First come, first serve basis. Anyone 12 years and older. If you are between the ages of 12 and 17, we do ask that you have a parent or guardian there with you to help fill out some paperwork. But the first one takes place today, November 13th, at our Easter location. With also flu shot clinics coming up at our Southeast, St. Andrews, and Main locations. The schedule is available at richlandlibrary.com or giving us a call at 803-799-9084. And we have another great program coming up, this one with our artists in residence, Crush Rush. It's going to be called Through the Lens, Photojournalism in 2020, taking place between 7 and 8:30 p.m. That's Thursday, November 19th. We have a great panel of photojournalists from around the state, and they're going to be talking about the life as a photojournalist in the age of COVID during racial and political unrest, and then also talking about how their art has evolved over time. So we do ask that you register in advance online at richlandlibrary.com or again by giving us a call at 803-799-9084. Lots happening at your local library.
Absolutely. And one more time to remind folks who might not have heard it earlier, we were talking about your 14 graduates of the recent Career Online High School that you all offer. And give a quick reminder of what that program is and how people can participate in it.
Yes. So at Career Online High School, you can earn your high school diploma along with a career certificate in one of 10 high growth, high demand career fields. You can visit us online, richlandlibrary.com, or give us a call, 803-799-9084 to learn more. We have a prerequisite course, a self-assessment, and then if it's a good fit, to enter the program. But it's just a great opportunity. We just recently had 14 graduates from their early 20s to their early 70s earn their high school diploma amid a state shutdown, amid a pandemic. It's just an incredible opportunity. So we are thrilled to be able to offer that to the community.
It's a wonderful program. And so for all of that, you can always get the information at richlandlibrary.com. So Emily Stahl, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Sloan. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You as well. Stick around, y'all. Lots more music on the way as we continue our morning dive on 94.9 The Palm.